From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Chris.
Well. Hey, what's up, y'all? Hey, look, you know what score it was, because everybody that's calling in and listening to my voice now knows that the Cowgirls won 36-35. But I got to give my team a little bit of credit. They didn't lay all the way down. They were thinking about it, but they hung in a little bit as best as they could. Maybe that's a glimpse of something we'll see next year. I'm not sure yet, but, hey, we're here, man. This is the professor, like I said, 929-477-4171. That's the end of week 17 right there. We finished 5-11. We have a two-game improvement from last year. Hey, it is what it is. We're the New York Giants, man. We're fans. We die and live and bleed blue heart with this crew, and you get what you pay for. And we got an entertaining game. We got some flashes of brilliance in there. Let me tell you, though. I tell you what, as much as I play, and I've won a couple of leagues this year, as much as I play fantasy football, man, I have never heard of this Jarwin dude in my life. Whoever has him on their team, had him from jump. Hey, look, I want a new Mercedes. The one I got ain't working. Okay, 929-477-4171. Hey, it is what it is. We're gonna get all the stakeholders later on. Remember to check us out on BleedBlueShow.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You'll see the schedule there and all of that. You know, I'm going to give you some different announcements throughout the show because I want you guys to be in depth for it. Oh, man, standing by on the line, we got Lady Blue and Jet coming right at you. Hey, what did we see, babe? We saw effort, didn't we?
We saw a glimpse of hope, but I hate this team more than any other team in the NFL, so it pisses me off when we lose to these morons.
I hate this team more than there were some things throughout the game that I didn't like that kind of weird, but we hung in there for the most part, don't you think?
Yeah, we did, but let me tell you, only our defense can give up a 4th and 15. Come on, how many games this year has our defense screwed the pooch on us?
It took a hell of a great catch for that guy to do that. It took a hell of a great catch.
With 4th and 15, your defense does not let anyone get behind you. the golden rules of football. I'm proud of Saquon Barkley, 2,000 yards from scrimmage. Congrats to him. I hope he wins Rookie of the Year.
That was beautiful.
Evan Engram did a superb job this year. I mean, it's all over Facebook that everyone's now calling Saquon Barkley Superman for that 3-yard jump for the touchdown.
That was crazy.
We lost a lot of momentum when Eli threw that interception the first drive. But after the second half, we looked like a much better team. I mean, we looked good for the exception of our defense. I mean, when they pulled off that, the fumble recovery, I really needed 7, but we couldn't get there. But, hey, like you said in the beginning, it is what it is. We are Giants fans till the day we die. This is what we expected. We knew, you know, with new coaches, new players, that the playoffs were out of the question. I am happy that we beat last year's record. So we've got a lot of positives moving towards the next season and the draft.
All right. Lady Blue, I'll be back, my girlfriend. 929-477-4171. Hey, look, man, check out Bleed Blue. Blah, 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 blah. Here we go again. Check out www.bleedblueshow.com to stream or just download the episodes from our website. You know, and also, like I always tell you guys, check out iTunes, TuneIn, Podcast Republic, and Stitcher. It's all on those apps, man. We are right there. You might be on your Alexa app. Just check it out. Check it out. G6, man, I like the effort personally, man, especially on the second half. What is your thoughts there, bro?
Oh, man.
At the end of the day, man, as much as we want to see, we could blame whoever you want to blame, but I'm looking back at the schedule and the wins and losses, man. It's pretty much on the defense. I can't even lie, bro. And that's why I see the logic in bringing back Eli. It's really the defense, man. The defense lost that Colt game. Yeah, Eli threw a dumb pass at the end or whatever. You know, or whatever, however you want to look at it, man. But the defense, bro. I mean, you gotta think, man. This defense was halfway decent, which it will be. It'll get there. Got some nice young pieces. But you got to think, man, if this defense was halfway straight, we'll probably be in the playoffs. I've seen about at least 6-7 games on the schedule, man, where, you know, if a defense is letting the other team score over 20 points, you're not a good defense. And you know, defense, I mean, offense has had their way, for the most part, with this defense all year long, other teams. So, that's pretty much it, man. I mean, you know, the positives.
Yeah.
Obviously, we got the best running back in football.
Oh, my God.
You know.
Set 3 records today.
Oh.
Yep.
Dude, I think that dude's going to probably break. He's going to probably break some records that's been standing for a long time. I think we know he's special, but that dude's going to be, he's going to go down. As long as you stay healthy, he's going to go down as one of the best ones, man. I'm glad I'm just here to see him with my own eyes, man. You know, I think the O-line will be improved. They're gonna infuse a couple more players on that O-line for some competition. I think it'll be better. Okay. Again, like I say, man, for all the, you know, should we get a quarterback in the next 2 years? Yeah, of course. Eli can't play forever. But I think the logic moving forward, Chris, is going to be, you can easily see, you can say Eli this, Eli that. I'm not a big fan of Eli at this moment. I think he's diminished in a lot of ways, but I think the logic, and if you're a true football fan, you can see that if we had a decent defense, middle of the road, 15, 16 rank, we'd probably be in the playoffs, man. Right. I mean, this dude is going down the field, he's scoring. Yeah, he throws a pick here. Eli's always done that since his rookie year.
They had a graphic at the NG6 about the Giants were 4-7, and now I guess 4-8, in one possession games this year. You know?
Yeah, that's defense.
That's defense and tinkering and just getting the key shit together, man. So I think it's more of a plus than a minus, I think, going forward.
Oh,
you're
yeah,
right,
man. Oh, I mean, easily. This defense just doesn't have, at the moment, it just doesn't have the talent. Okay. To overcome, you know, these games, man. I mean, you for God's sake, man, you got. Yeah, I mean, 2019, man. You're gonna have more money. We don't have Jerry Reese pulling the trigger. You're gonna have a good draft pick again. Man, yeah, I know, right? So I mean, at the end of the day, man. Hey, I look forward to next year. I'm coming up, God willing, man. For the camp, at least one day of camp.
Oh yeah, I'll see you.
Like
I'll
I did this
you.
Year. Yeah. I'm gonna let you know in advance, man. And,
okay.
Hey, it's gonna be good, man. But I'm happy. I'm happy where we at.
All
man.
Right.
I'm happy where we are. You know, get this defense on track. And we'll be straight.
G6, everybody, flying high on the Bleed Blue Show. Oh, man. I tell you, I'm not feeling that bad today. Anyway, y'all, be on the lookout for the web series, the Bleed Blue Show fan book page. Frank, you don't say much, man, but I know you got to say a little bit. So go ahead, bro.
Yeah, I mean, hey, it's over with finally, so no more pain that way. That's the way I look at it for me. That last call, though, I would have tried to kick that field goal. Let this guy get the field goal, try to win the game. I mean, that's what I would have done. I think you do that even played in Madden. A young kid would kick the ball on 4th and 10. But anyway, for whatever reason they did what they did. And that's a lot of the reasons why I think we're in the hole we're in, the stupid calling period. Stupid plays, Eli throws decent during the whole game, then all of a sudden he starts the last drive when you need him. He starts throwing stupid, but he's the quarterback next year. We got to live with it. Fix the offensive line. Definitely fix the defense for sure. Get rid of some bums, because there are a few bums on that team. And go forward, man. That's it. But my boy, I am so amazed. I am so proud of him. I can't wait to see him next couple, 3 weeks. And
oh, man.
That's it, man. I can't wait. I can't wait for next year and see what happens. I think we got another couple seasons before we rebuild and get back to where we need to really be. We're going to be better next year, but I think, you know, we got a couple more years before we really going to be where we need to be. That's just my opinion.
Hey, man. Hey, Frank, that's fair thinking. All right. Appreciate you, bro. I'll talk to you a little bit later anyway. All right.
All right.
929-477-4171 Bakes. What's happening, bro? Where are you? Oh, there you are. What's up, Chief?
Hollis boys in the building. Listen, man.
Hollis boys in the building. What's happening, man?
I don't have no rainbows and unicorns, man. I hate the Cowboys. And
oh, don't we all?
We can't close a game out, man. This is something that has to be addressed going into next year. Don't get me wrong. That was a hell of a toss and catch at the end. But Wiley broke off the coverage. Should have pushed the guy out of bounds in the first place.
Frank's term, bums. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah. We can't close the game out.
It won't be here next year.
We can't close the game out. We put up 30 points. You know, but yes, has there been some progress? Yes, there's been some progress. Yo, Rojas is money. Saquon is the truth. Eli played a decent game. It come to show that early interception in the end zone came back to bite us, because that could have been a score right there.
Right.
But, you know, all in all, I think we're trending in we were competitive. We definitely were competitive. We didn't lay down.
Right.
The defense just can't close out. We definitely – I don't think we should draft a quarterback this year. And we need to draft a stud pass rusher. Sign one. But I'd rather say we draft one, get a young one. You know what I'm saying? So – it was frustrating because we're sitting here watching the game and it's like, you know, we could win this game. Just like last week, we could have won this game. Like you know, like Jet said, couple of defensive closeouts. We're in the playoffs easily.
Yep. Hey,
couple of bad calls, change going the other way. We're in the playoffs. We may have win the division. So I would say we're not that far away. But it's frustrating, man. I'm glad this is the last game.
Yeah.
I don't know how much more I can take, man. But it was rough. But I'm glad it's over for that part. But I think there's some signs of improvement. The line played pretty decent. Eli had opportunities to make plays on the field. He made some plays. Ingram played really good. He caught the ball. He made plays. Latimer made two hell of a one-handed catches.
I know.
They
got
to find a way
to
fix him into next year. Yeah, he was looking like a stud for real.
I was like, Odell, who?
Yeah, he made
some
impressive catches. So I think we're close to being back into competing for playoffs. We're going to see how we're going to free agency and in the draft. And by the way, the frontliners will be at the draft in Tennessee. So look out for us. So
okay.
I think we're going to be all right, man. It's still, I hate
we're
going to
be
the
all
Cowboys,
right.
Man. Hate losing the Cowboys.
All right, yo. All right, homie. I'm going to holler at you in a few seconds. Come on, I'm going to be all
right
back in a minute. Jason's on the line. Hey, 929-477-4171, everybody. Bleed Blue Show. You know what the score is. 36-35. We are on the wrong end of it to the Cowboys. But I think things are trending in the positive. So I'm gonna keep it that. I'm gonna keep upbeat. Nonetheless, what's up? Definition of lit.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, man. You tell us. You tell us. You tell us what's going to be about,
man. Hey, so listen. This is the last game of the year where we all get to complain, give our 2 cents, think we should have done this, did that. It's over. We're moving on, but I'm taking this opportunity to say, for me personally, it has been one hell of a year to travel around the country and see my family, to see my family in Charlotte, to see my fam in Atlanta, to see my fans, my friends up there in MetLife, up there in San Francisco. It has been one hell of a year to party with frontliners, to party with friends that I've made throughout the years, to see you, Chris, to rock with you, Bates, Azul, G6, Steve from L.A., all the regular people. Man, I'm going to tell you what, I had so much fun with my friends this year. It was a great experience to go to 5 games. Indianapolis was off the hook. I wish we could have had more time to talk about that. I got to hang out with Azul and my friends from Chicago. Besides the way the year played out, I have no complaints about the 5 games that I went to personally to be with some real, real people and some loyal Giants fans. That's what's up.
That is what's up. Jason, go ahead, bro. That's a nice way. That's a nice way to close the season.
Chris, I'm not here to talk about the game. It is what it is.
Oh,
you know,
it's
not going to work.
Yeah.
It is what it is. There's no reason to harp on the last 16 games. It's over. We're going to move forward.
Gotcha.
You know, we got some events coming up. We got more fellowships. We got more frontliner events. That's all I care about right now. So, I mean, I'm not going to end
this
on any type of, well, we could improve here, we could improve there. It's over. We're moving forward. The door shuts. Another door opens, and I can't wait to rock with the Giants and all my friends out there in the Giants Nation.
That's Jason, everybody. The definition of lit on that. On our. Hey, listen, we got a nice 2-game improvement this year. Things are just sliding up, trending up. We'll be fine. We'll be fine. Where's Christiane at? Did she leave me? No, she didn't. What's up?
Hey, Chris, how are you? Hi, everybody.
Hey, I'm feeling pretty good. Hey, I'm all right. I'm good. What's your assessment today? What you see?
I'm burning up mad.
Why?
I don't care if it is what it is and it's the end of the year. This, for me, today's game was my Super Bowl. We have one job to do, and that is to beat Dallas. That's it. A winnable game, just like the last 8. Bad call plays, play calls. Sloppy. First half was atrocious. Absolutely atrocious. It was bad. My whole thing was the vertical that Saquon had today was absolutely amazing. There were some good plays. Eli, I didn't know where he was throwing to again this week. It's just, I'm just getting tired. I'm just getting worn out. I'm losing my voice. I was screaming and carrying on. It was just frustrating. It's frustrating to watch. I love my guys. I say it every week. Defense collapsing. O-line collapsing at times. It's just mediocre plays. People that weren't executing the plays, bad passes by Eli.
But you know what?
I
got to tell you this, Christian. I got to tell you.
Yeah.
The season is over.
I know.
So we got to do this all over again. We got to do this all over again, really, really soon. Which is probably,
right.
You know, before you know it, just like what happened with 2018, the mini camp showed up. Well, it was the draft and the mini camps and the veterans, this and that, and everybody's. Before you know it, we're going to be at it again. But I'm going to tell you what. I promise you. I know we're going to be better next year.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll give that to you
personally.
We will be much better next year.
I agree.
I've seen,
like
I saw
said, I'm
not
completely going to bash. Yeah, I'm not here to just completely bash. But my whole thing was I despise the Cowboys. I don't think understand the hatred
I
have for these guys. From Jerry all the way friggin' down. I don't care. Sean Garrett, all of them. I can't stand any of them, and it was a winnable game. I was so angry. I couldn't even tell you. Yeah, it's over. We have made forward progress. Saquon,
how do you feel about
amazing.
The cheerleaders? How do you feel about the cheerleaders?
I don't. Which one, Zeke?
You were talking about Zeke. So I thought I'd help you out.
I thought you were talking about Zeke for a minute. I'm sorry, I got it missed. I forgot. They bring their own cheerleader.
Ooh.
Anyway, the little Ewok was sitting there cheering him on. He could do whatever he wants now. Whatever. Good luck in the playoffs. Whatever. It ain't happening. So this was your last hurrah, bro. That's how I see it. They're not winning a Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
That's out. They're not winning a Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
So they're delusional. So any Dallas fans, like I said today, if I ever encountered anybody where I was at Costco and I seen it's over for you guys before it even started. Trust. You're not going to the Super Bowl. It's not happening. So see you next year. And that's it. We'll see. We'll meet him again. But like I said, I'm not going to end on a bad note. The guys played decent. It could have been better. First half was just a disaster zone, period. But we have to go up from here. There is no way up but up.
Wow.
So we just got to keep this momentum going, keep each other strong, uplift each other. Like I said, bring that patent bull. It does help. And start firing up the grills and have barbecues on after church on Sundays and get all the guys together and do how we do it. Let's get that camaraderie up. Let's get together and do things. Let's mesh as a team. We need to blend. Everybody's got to be on the same page at the same damn time.
Jason,
that's how you win
games. Are you hearing her? Where's Jason at? Jason, did you hear her? Did you hear? Okay, they heard you. It's here for prosperity, Christian. It's here for prosperity. It's in the archives, so that's not a problem.
Okay.
Thank you so much for that. You know, that was spirited. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. But bleed blue for life.
Blue
I'm always
right
gonna
there.
Be blue.
That's right. That's Christian, everybody. 929-477-4171. Damn, that was fiery. I loved it. And let me check that off as my favorite bleed blue. There you go. You're right up there with Lady Blue. All right, 929-477-4171. My man Dre Graham is here somewhere, and there he is. And then Robbie, you up next, man. I want to hear the fire. Dre Graham.
What's good?
Hey.
Yo.
Give me 3 minutes of fire, bro.
Yo. Who the hell is 35, man? Did we get him from a high school team or something?
I don't know. But you know
really
what? Hey man, he's not going to be here next year, man.
35 on the defense is Riley. Hey, if you're talking
Dakota's
defense,
Riley.
35 is Riley.
Riley. All these guys ain't going to be. They're not going to be here.
He better not be here. Hey. Man.
Don't dwell on it. He's not going to be here. That was his fucking papers in the week.
Listen, we knew our linebacker sucked at covering tight ends, but come on now. Come on. 3 touchdowns by a no name?
I never even heard
this
of
guy.
Him.
Was,
I don't even know who
listen,
he is
listen,
now.
Listen, if there's 200 tight ends in the NFL, he was ranked 199 before he came into our game. 3 touchdowns. 3. Okay. And listen, you guys all know that last touchdown that they ruled a touchdown,
mm-hmm.
it was holding.
Mm-hmm.
Dude got hit, but of course they didn't call it. Anybody don't believe me, go back and look at that play. Go back and look at that play. I forgot who it was, almost got to Dak, which made Dak scramble. It was holding. He got held. They didn't call it. And guess what? It wasn't nobody within 5 yards of him. So refs ain't got no excuse to say, oh, it was in traffic. We missed it. Sorry. No, it was out in the open. Nobody around him. So, I mean, it is what it is. And Dallas, and my thing is Dallas. Not only did it, okay, we got swept by the Eagles. We've been getting swept by the Eagles, past 6, 7 seasons, maybe 5 seasons.
Right.
But Dallas,
mm-hmm.
that's a no-name. You don't get swept by Dallas. I don't give a damn what the circumstances
That's right.
are.
We've been doing it.
Yeah, ever. Which was why I wasn't down for that. Let's take
now.
The season. Like what? And get swept by the whole division and be the laughing stock of the whole NFL? Nah.
Mm.
But hey, next year is another year. Barkley, you know, Barkley, he in second place now. Rushing wise, I think he's first in all purpose because I think Zeke had 2001 coming into the game. So he's in the Pro Bowl, and more than likely he's gonna get Rookie of the Year. So you know, I'm just trying to talk up the pluses of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Because as far as record, we can't do nothing about that. So, just got to wait the next year. It's next
All right.
year.
Look, bro. All right. Hold that thought, Dre Graham. We got to move around, man. This is crazy. We got more callers than I don't think I saw this many people in a long time. Everybody's passionate. It must be a going away party. That's what I'm looking at. Anyway, at Everything NYG. Robbie.
Yo, hey, what's up? Hey,
the Chicago folks, y'all there, Rob.
Yo, dude, I'm telling you, I'm sorry, guys. That shit was funny as hell. I'm sorry, man. I was laughing. Like, hey, look, like, because here's the thing, man. If something describes our season, it's that, bro. That is the best way to end this season, right there. Because look, like. This is the way I look at it. If we won that game, I mean, I get that you don't want to lose to Dallas. I get it. I don't either. But I'm looking at it positively. If we won that game, we'd pick 13th in the draft. So, you know, weigh your options. But, dude, first off, that was a hell of a catch by Cole Beasley. That was pretty incredible. And it's crazy, man. 4th and 15, I was like, they're going to get it. They're going to get it. Because we all know how the Giants work, bro. No lead is ever, 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 ever safe. So, You just expect
right.
that. You know, I remember saying the same thing last week. Like, no lead is ever safe. You can never get comfortable. But to me, man, I'd rather end the year like that laughing because I was, I'm sorry, than being mad because, like, I already knew what this year was. So that was kind of like, okay. You know what I mean? There's that. So as much as I'd love to say that was Eli Manning's last game, I know it's not. I can't stand that dude. Really can't stand that dude. But it's not. He'll be our starter next year.
He's made that
clear. And I'm telling y'all right now, they're not drafting a quarterback this year. And, you know, we'll see, man. I'm just saying, that was a mess. At least it's done. We can finally not have to get our blood pressure to an unhealthy level every Sunday, Monday, or Thursday, whatever you want to call it. And we can relax a little bit, man, because this team is dangerous for my health, and I'll definitely enjoy this break.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would rather not be in the playoffs with this team right now anyways, but the Cowboys are one and done. You know, if anything proves it, it's that. So, you know, that feels good. And, you know,
All
congratulations
right.
to Saquon Barkley, the best in the league, and B.J. Hill, he has the most sacks by a rookie or something like that, rookie defensive tackle for the Giants ever today. I read something like that. So congrats to everyone. Eli Manning is trash as hell. Go Giants. I'll miss y'all. And you already know what's up, man. All right, guys.
At Everything NYG is his name. That's Rob in the daytime. All right,
929-477-4171.
Yeah, he get it. He do. For real. Thanks,
Go,
Rob.
Robbie.
All right, at Chicago 2019. I want you guys to look at that handle because that's the news and updates for the Alumni Road tailgate with the Bleed Blue Show and the Frontliners together. All right, so be on the lookout as time goes because, you know, tune into the show and everything. Because first and foremost, it's just like Christiane was just talking about. We're gonna fellowship is what we're gonna do. That's what we're gonna do, but look. Make sure you listen to the shows for the verbal updates and our podcast, the whole nine yards. Follow Steve Azul on Facebook too, and the Bleed Blue fan page and the Frontliners fan page with Biggs. For information, you know, that will roll out, you know, throughout the year. And also remember to check out www.bleedblueshow.com for information as well. Speaking of Chicago, New York Giants, Chicago fans on the line. What's up?
Chris, how are things going? I know if you watch that fourth quarter, I felt like we were watching the same game over and over again for about 16 weeks.
I know. Hey, I was good. I was talking about that graphic. We keep losing these one possession games, man, or close to it.
Yeah, you know, it was.
We're always
standing
there like a bridesmaid.
Well, you know, Chris, it was weird. Okay. So when the Cowboys, I think it was the drive when the Cowboys fumbled. And I remember we were talking about it here at the game today. We're like, man, we're trying to, because we knew they were going to lose. There was no question in my mind that they were going to blow the game. It was just a matter of how it was going to happen. We're like, well, if the Cowboys get the third down, now they'll probably get a third conversion. If it's fourth down, they'll probably get that. So once I got the fourth and 15, I was like, you know what? And then initially when they ruled it incomplete, I was like, wait a second, something seems weird. And then they show the replay a couple of times, and then you start thinking like, oh, God, did it really happen? But, hey, listen, the results are the results. So I couldn't be upset. Chris, here's what I did. I watched the game today.
Okay.
I'm telling you, listen, if you just watch the game today with no emotion at all, and that's how I had to watch the game. There was a certain point in the game where I was just sort of like, all right, they're winning. All right. You know, and then I was just kind of numb. It was the weirdest. It was the weirdest feeling. I couldn't explain it. But hey, listen, you know, the results are the results,
like being in Atlanta,
and we move on to next season. And by the way, as you just mentioned just now, and it's a good time to kind of segue into this. We will be here next season for everybody. When this schedule comes out, I think around income tax day. So make sure everybody puts away like $2 every day between now and the start of next season, and you should be all saved up for this trip coming up here. Here's what we're thinking about doing. We're drafting up plans right now.
I'll be there because I have some friends there.
I'm hoping you will be there. I have liquor here for you because from the road stories I've heard about you.
I've heard rumors.
I won't get into those rumors now, but I've heard rumors about how you like to get down. Okay. So we're going to test this out in about 9 months. So your presence is requested. We want to see you. It's going to go down. It's happening.
Oh man, I feel so anointed.
But hey, listen, Chris, hey, Chris, listen, I just wanted to just say, you know, thank you guys for the whole season. You know, I ran into Jason last week. I'm during the season as well. Up in Indy, it was a great time. You know, everybody from Houston to Atlanta, you guys have done a great job giving hospitality to us, and we just want to repay the favor coming up next season. And hopefully it'll be a tremendous, tremendous time.
Bates, answer that, please.
Listen,
Bates,
if you've been to Tampa, if you've been to Atlanta, you already know what Chicago 2019 is going to be like.
That's right.
All I got to say. Check the pictures. Check the Instagram.
Inebriation.
Talk to someone that went to those trips.
Those are the censored photos, by the way.
Off the chain. Atlanta was bananas. Even after we lost, we were still in that parking lot.
That's right. we closed the parking lot down that night.
So, if you're out there listening and you're a Giants fan, 2019, every year we pick a spot and we go and we rock out. We rocking out in Chicago 2019. Stay tuned. Follow us. And you get the information. It's going to be off the chain. It never disappoints.
Yes. You know what? Let me give everybody our Twitter and Instagram right now. Let me get that out so everybody can kind of follow us and keep in touch with us. Instagram, Chicago New York Football Giants. Follow us on there. On Twitter, Chicago NY Giants. Follow us on there as well. And then the website, obviously, is ChicagoNewYorkFootballGiants.com. And then from there, like I said, we'll put all the updates on those three places as well. And so as the off season goes on from April, when we get the exact day, to, you know, the summertime when we know exactly what we want to plan out, whether it's a booze cruise or a rooftop thing, if the schedule lines up where the Cubs are playing on the same weekend as the Giants are in town. We're going to try to do 3 days of stuff that's going to culminate in a 4-hour tailgate at Soldier Field before the game that day.
Absolutely. And we'll definitely post that information
to
on NYG Frontliners Bleed Blue Show, Frontliners NYG on Twitter, Bleed Blue Show on Twitter. So
yeah,
follow us. Stay tuned.
Hey, listen, we're hoping
information's coming.
We're hoping we don't get banged. We're hoping we don't get boned on a Thursday game. That's what we're crossing our fingers. That happened with the last time they were here. So we're hoping not. We're hoping it's not a Thursday.
Not a Thursday.
Okay, you guys, wait. You guys hash that out offline, man. We got callers. I got to get the callers. But it's a done deal.
Right,
it's going to be a happy deal.
All right, love you.
It's going to be a fun,
all right,
fun
love you
deal.
All right, love you all. See you guys later, all right?
All right,
Steve.
Thank you. Thanks, you don't
yes,
go
sir.
Out there.
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
477-417. I don't even know what I'm saying. Let's try this again. 929-477-4171, and I swear I have not been drinking today. I'm telling you I haven't. I haven't had one drink at ginger ale. All right. Dorian, stop laughing at me, y'all.
Yo.
Dorian, what's
yo,
up?
Yo, what up? Hey,
what's
up?
Welcome to Blue Show, man. What you see today that you love, like, didn't like, kind of like, think that's going to be hot in the future? What you think about this record-breaking running back we have? Our old ass run quarterback, fan base, you name it. Talk to me about what you see blue.
Well, first off, sports show is at work today because I was just trying to find TV to see if I get the time to watch it and all stuff. I'm happy to catch up the fourth quarter. So seeing that we were catching up and an amazing touchdown right there from Barkley, and also the touchdown that they review it and from Beasley, which I was like, great.
Yeah.
And then after the result of it in the 2-point convertible, which we, you know, our defense, which, you know, I'm kind of like really had my moments with defense and all. And then with the unsportsmanlike, we had the opportunity at least to get a yard and then all the way to near the 50 yard. So here's the thing I was going to say that I'm looking at this. It's like, okay, Cowboys don't have no timeout. We have two timeouts. So thinking the strategy, saying, all right, if that was the coach, all you have to do is speed it up to run and kill the time so that we could get just 3 points and then the game is over. So pretty much I'm looking at this, the first down, and they just do his passing. I'm like, what are you doing? I was like, okay, you're stopping the time, and then you keep doing the same thing. And I'm like, what is going on? And I say, why not run it and kill the time? And that's what you have to do, just run it and then kill the time. And then kick the field goal just to end the game. And I'm looking
at
this
Giants.
Game. I was like, huh?
No, we're the Giants.
I'm sorry.
We're the Giants. We don't do anything according to plan. You know.
Yeah.
We don't do anything even. We wear last year's shirts and the whole nine yards, man. But anyway, good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like the thing is, like. At least that, and so we could finish up. And I was like looking forward to say, at least we beat the Cowboys for this thing, because I was like looking forward to going to work the next day just to troll a bunch of a-hole Cowboys, and just because they make the playoffs, I say one and done. So I was gonna keep the mouth shut right there, you know.
Yeah.
So my thought of it, hey, pretty much I'll say this: future's bright for us, you know. We're just looking forward to next season, and the players, you know. We got to stay healthy and all. We got to do, you know, and Eli, this is his one more year of in his contract, you know, his final year for us, the starters. And we'll see what happens, what we're going to do for us down the road, you know. And hopefully next year come around there to see all of y'all, to chill, you know.
Oh, please do. It's going to be a party. It's going to be a good time. I'll miss most of it because I'll be the one with the Kvasi in my ass. So, you know, that's just the way it rolls. Hey, man, thanks for calling in. And make this
a
habit.
No problem, guys.
Make this a habit.
Yeah, Happy New Year's,
you
guys.
Put this in your phone.
Happy New Year's.
But put this in your phone, 929-477-4171. That's your Bleed Blue show right there.
Thank you.
Also, you know, hey, look, everybody, you know, be on the lookout for the new episodes for the Yankees. They start Monday, January 7th, you know, and the Rangers, 2019, I should say. The Rangers with
Is it baseball season yet?
Almost. It'll be there. And, and the Knicks with Knickerbocker Ave that's going to resume after the new year. That's where we heard. Hey, Spartacus is up. Billy Bob, and the boss is on after that. Hey man, this was our song 2018 game. And this is one of the coolest, most fun podcasts I've heard in a while there from us, man. What kind of good time did you have today, Spartacus?
Well, hey, man, first of all, hello to everybody. Happy holidays, man. I'm up. I'm actually
Happy
up
holidays.
In Detroit. Hey, I'm up in Detroit, Michigan, man, visiting one of my buddies I was in the Navy with. We've just been best friends since we were teenagers, man. Now we're both 50, and we turned 50 this month within a couple of weeks of one another. We just decided to hang out and kick it for New Year's up here. So I'm up here in the D, man. They're excited because they shut out the Packers.
No, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. You know, they're happy they shut the Packers out. And it was funny because I took a nap and woke up, and they had some bonus coverage on. So when I turned it on, it was like 28. It was like 32 to 28, if that makes sense. Yeah. Well, we're winning. And I was thinking about what you guys were saying about one-possession games with leads. And the difference between one-possession games with leads and wins and losses is if you have a good defense. And simply put, if you have a one-possession game, you have a lead. We've had that about five times this year. We've had a lead, one possession game, and even if we got the lead and got the ball back, somehow, some way, we still figure out a way to lose the game. But you remember the way at the beginning of the season, and I think I don't know if Sarge is on or not, but I said, let's talk about how we can have a good year next year, but we got to talk about how we allocate our resources. You paid a receiver $90 million, or let's just say $100 million, that has only played one full 16-game season in 5 years. $90 million, right? You're going to bank on going to the playoffs, paying a quarterback $23 million, $23.2 million next year. That is going to be going into the 16th season. So where's the money going to be to get this defense corrected? Let's go back to my statement I said about one possession games with leads. And if we have a lead, that's where if you have a good defense, you don't have to think about this. You know that we're going to take care of business. I'm hoping we're going to have a great year. Just like we took a chance on Barkley starting off young again at the running back position. What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting and still getting the same result. So, I mean, I'm so looking forward to what pitchers and catchers report on the 15th of February for Yankees baseball. So ready for some baseball. I'm a Giants fan, through and through, but I just can't understand how you can sit there and going to pay $23 million, and then, I don't know, I think Beckham's annual salary would be like another 20. So you're going to allocate $45 million to two players, a 16-year quarterback, and a receiver that can't stay healthy on the field, and is not statistically the best receiver in the league. What's wrong with that picture? And you have a defense that is a great scheme, but you got to have the right players. You know, that's really pretty much what I wanted to say. I'll take some feedback on that right now, but I just –
You know what? I was trying to talk to you, and I couldn't get through because I had myself on mute, which is very smart when you're doing this.
Right.
We got five shows addressing that very same subject, so you got to hold that thought because you're going to be on them. Okay? We got five coming
Amazing.
Up. And that's a good topic to go on with. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, but you remember at the beginning of the season, you know, me and Sarge was going back and forth about that. I said, do not pay.
I remember it.
And then I had a conversation at dinner last night with my best buddy, my Navy buddy. I said, you know what? I said, when the Giants were always winning and succeeding, we always had at least one big receiver on one side. Or the X or the Y was like a 6'2", 6'3". I mean, in 2011, it was Hakeem Nix. In 2007,
now,
we had Toomer and we had Plaxico. You know, and we had big tight ends as well that could not only catch the ball but can block. You know, and I'm like, here we are. We're going to pay $100 million to barely a 5'10" receiver who can't stay healthy. With a quad, I mean, we need some freaking Giants on that side of the ball. We need some Giants. We need some real Giants on defense. And I'm just, you know, I just, as much as I want the season to be a great season next year, I mean, at best 8-8, but we cannot, but we cannot start over. Okay, I guess that's my time.
Yeah, but you got 5 shows for that, bro. Coming up soon.
Okay.
Talk to you in a minute. 929-477-4171. We got V, then we got and then we got Billy Bob. V, welcome to the show.
Hey.
So you saw
everybody,
welcome V to the show, Bleed Blue Show. Hey, what did you see today that impressed you, or what do you want to see changed? Whatever. After the last one first and the second one in the middle. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to say I'm repping from Maryland. We watch the game every week at Blowfish, Big Blue for Life, out in Beltsville, Maryland. And
I know exactly where you are. My man Chucky's in.
And I'm a diehard Giants fan. Like I love the Giants no matter what. Like people always come to me like, oh, your team is trash. Like I don't care. Like I love Giants football. There's nothing like it. Any other team I watch is nothing like it. So I just want to put that out there. But I feel like the first half we played, like, terrible. Like, I felt like we were just laying down. Like, we didn't want to play. Yeah, and it was just like, oh, whatever. It's the last game. It doesn't matter. But then, you know, the second half, we brought energy. And I was like, that's what I'm saying. Like, just beat them. Like, I don't care about draft picks, whatever. I just wanted us to beat the Cowboys because I hate them. Like,
drafted.
Like, we wanted us to end the season with a W, you know what I'm saying?
And you are quite at home. You are quite at home.
Yes.
Good continue.
So, even after the fumble recovery, when we had the fumble recovery, I was just like, all right, good. Like, we got the ball. We got time. Like, we can just, you know, put this away. We had the timeouts and everything, and it was just like, We didn't gain anything. Like, we just got a field goal. I'm like, we needed a touchdown at that point. Like, why are we settling for a field goal? Like, we need the points. It's the Cowboys, you know? And it was just frustrating. Like, it was like last week all over again. Like, we had a chance to come back and win the game, and we blew it. It was frustrating. Like, it's annoying. Like, we're too good of a team to keep blowing it every week. Like, it's just frustrating. But Barkley had a hell of a game. Like, that jump from the 3-yard line for the touchdown was insane. Like, he's the best pick that we've had in a while, and I'm just glad we have him on our team. So,
right.
I'm looking forward to next year. I'm hoping, you know, things will be better. And we just, like, I agree with the guy from earlier. Like, we just need a consistent receiver, like someone that's always going to catch no matter what the situation is. Like, we just need a true tight end that's big and strong. Like, because to me, Engram isn't a true tight end. Like, he's a wide receiver. Like, he needs to be a wide receiver because he's not a true tight end to me. So that's my bit. Like, I just hope we can rebuild and, you know, just be at the top of the NFC East, because all them other teams are trash to me. Like, none of them is going nowhere. So,
wow.
Great.
See, that means you got. Listen, let me give you this phone number that you already called, 929-477-4171. We need that energy every part of next season, okay? Thank you,
sir.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
All right.
Welcome to the Bleed Blue Show.
All right, no doubt.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, 929-477-4171. Billy Bob, you are in your feelings, sir.
Yes. I am in my feelings this evening. I mean, before I even go forward, I mean, I got to be in my feelings because now I hear everybody talking about big wide receivers. When I was preaching that 2 years ago, but I know your personnel dealing with Eli, everybody was shooting me down about this big wide receiver, but that's another story anyway. But I'm right here with this shit. Everything played in, I thought it should have played. I wanted to see Dallas score just so I could get in my feelings about Mr. Eli. How you get a penalty after they score. We have a Pro Bowl kicker. You couldn't even manage to get this Pro Bowl kicker in range. And y'all going to say, well, I'm not in my feelings?
Oh, man. Everybody on this show needs to be in their feelings tonight. If you're not, I don't think you're a Giants fan. Eli got a penalty, dog. Like, we were like, I'm like, bro, what else do you want? Why should I be in my feelings? Oh, man. Hey, listen, do y'all hear what I said? I wanted to see Dallas score. I was happy to see Olivia Brennan got hell. Because he didn't do a shit anyway on that last pass play with that Prescott rolled out. It was him that got hell. He should have got hell. They should have slammed him on his face. I want to be in my feelings. They did. They scored. We get a penalty. They didn't get a penalty to jump start. That's what Eli gave us. We need to see this here. So this leave a bad taste. Have everybody make feeling for the offseason. Recognize how Eli couldn't even give us 35 yards to put a Pro Bowl kicker to beat Dallas. Y'all look to beat Dallas. But y'all want to say, oh, man, I'm in my feelings, man. I'm in my feelings. Y'all got to be bashing. I'm in my feelings tonight. What y'all talking about? Come on, boy. Eli better opt out of this contract by May. I don't know if it's May or March. We're going to be in our feelings this whole offseason. Nobody can't say they're happy. Haters not. They're not. No, y'all was in my feelings. We always in my feelings. You're lying. Whoever said they ain't in their feelings, you're lying. You are lying to me. Because you lying to me, I'm in my feelings now. I'm in my feelings, bro. Whoa! I don't give a damn what it was. Me and Lil Dan, countless days, I was in my feelings. Just to prove to y'all what you like to did to us. 3 times in a row, we start off with Eli doing bad, he ended off bad. Nobody ain't going to say that. But y'all know what Eli going to say when he gets to the podium? Y'all know what Eli going to say when he gets to the podium? Y'all know what he going to say? We had. He going to use the word we. No, Eli, don't use that word we. Because I'm in my feelings. Oh, man. He going to use that we. We should have played better.
Oh, man. No. Thank you. That's Billy Bob, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate that. And Billy Bob, you know, next time, man, you need to be just a little bit more emotional and tell us how you really feel, you know,
hey,
so we can really get a better understanding of how you're feeling, man. You know what I mean? We need to understand more.
Yeah, I'm in my feelings, bro. Y'all
need to get
better
Billy Bob
from
that cholesterol medicine, man. I don't want him to stroke out on me.
Yeah, you need it. It's Billy Bob is my man, though. Azul! The fantastic Azul. Steve Azul, everybody.
Oh, my. Man, the stakeholders are on fire today, man. Post-game roundtable.
Aren't they?
The Honorable Bix. Is Bix still with us? Shout out to Bix. Bix still with us?
Bix is right here. Bix is right here.
Real quick, Bix. Like you said, Nashville. The draft, 2019, Nashville, Tennessee, man. The front line is, man, you guys got to get on that one, man. If you guys are with us, 2019, Nashville, Tennessee, Bakes in the front line is, man, that's going to be a hell of an extravaganza. And Billy, I'm so thankful Billy Bob went in front of me. I am fucking furious at this game, man. I am pissed the fuck off, man. The Cole Beasley catch, hell of a catch with the knee down. This shows the glaring need. We said it all off season. We cannot get the fuck off the field for whatever reason, man. We have no pass rushes. Vernon is getting paid too much money not to get game-ending sacks.
Well, he's gone, too.
The hurry crap is over with. That shit is failed, man. That shit is failed, man. I mean, I got so many points to say because I know I'm on the clock and we got to get to other stakeholders. But I hate the Cowboys. Cowboys and the Red Sox, I hate with a passion, Chris. You know that. You KGYR people, you Nick Giant Yankee Rangers, I hate the Red Sox. I hate the Cowboys with a passion. I mean, the Giants had this game. You up seven, man. There's no way you should have lost this game. And they blew it because they cannot cover and they can't stay disciplined at the offensive line. I heard Robbie's points. I am totally in agreement. Eli Manning, as much as we give him passes or we give him too much fault, he was terrible in that first half, man. That opening drive was so beautiful, just to end it with the interception in the end zone. That's where I started going crazy. I'm still bubbling, man. I'm so glad, Chris, you had to put me last because you cannot throw end zone is a fucking interception. You can't do that shit. You can't do that shit, man.
You can't.
Stupid. Stupid. You can't do that shit, man.
I know.
Billy Bob, thank you. Using first of all, Billy Bob, congratulations. You were the 2018 Pickles winner. For the
Yay!
Congratulations, Billy Bob.
You are
you
in your feelings.
I lost it, man. I haven't felt this fury in two seasons, man. Because I wanted to win this game. I really wanted to win this game. No pass rush. Because how many division wins we got? One division win out of six. One.
That's what, yeah.
One.
Other than that, we sounded like this.
You gotta get the four. You gotta get the four. One is not gonna cut. All right. Now, so I think it was V from the Big Blue for Life DMV crew brought the excellent point. Saquon Barkley, that Superman play, that was beautiful, man. And he was the right pick. Like we all said it for weeks and weeks, every episode, he was the right pick. None of those quarterbacks are, they are not Barkley. Barkley is the reason why we are a two-game improvement on the win. Shout out to Kristen. Kristen brought up a great point in Spartacus. Talking about Yankees baseball now, we're going to talk Yankees baseball in the next couple of weeks. Man, listen to me, man. Unless they're hitting for average, man, the Yankees are going to be in the right position like they were this year, man. But we're going to talk about that with the Yankees, man. Story for another day, because I'm just trying to get to everybody's point that I heard. South of Lady Blue. Oh, yeah, Jason. Jason, I think Jason hit it on the nail on the head. I heard Jason's point, the Indianapolis trip. The MetLife, the home games at MetLife. He said he brought up the annual tailgate in Atlanta, and I think he was in Charlotte. Remember, we were all in Charlotte. Charlotte, North Carolina.
We were all in Charlotte.
The camaraderie is growing. It's really a beautiful thing. Like D-Bates, Tasha, the frontline, Lost Cause, all those guys, gals, Spartacus, the frontline movement. Chicago 2019 was called the Chicago New York Giants. You gotta be there. It's going to be off the hook. I mean, that's all we got. The fans can control the fan shit. Yeah, the Giants, we need to win games. But if, like Bakes said, if you've been to Tampa, if you've been to Atlanta, or some of the other games too, Houston, Charlotte, you've got to make your way to Chicago next season. There's no way around that. Because we can control the camaraderie, the networking, and the having the fun and the good time. The football operational shit on the field is just the – It's a work in progress. I mean, we went from 3 wins to, five wins? What, next season, 7 wins maybe? I mean, depending on how we look at, draft.
If we find out how to close the game, Steve, it could be 10 wins.
I got to look into it. Huh?
If we find out how to close the game, if we learn how to close the game, finish each half correctly.
We went to a 3-4 defense. We need 3-4. You need Dwight Freeney. You don't have Dwight Freeney. You need 3-4 defensive and small Tasmanian Devil edge rushers. We don't have that. Cousins not going to do that.
We'll tweak it. We'll tweak it. I really believe this is one of those seasons that we'll look back and we'll go, I remember when we were just getting it together before we became the force that we became. This is probably jump off season one. I think that's what's going on, Steve. I think this was the beginning of an uprising.
Put me on hold. I just want to listen to the stakeholders. I want to listen to Giants fans just talk this out. I said enough. Next year we're going to have a great 2019 start. So, tune into the podcast, BleedBlueShow.com, and listen in. And become a stakeholder, man. Just come in and rep, man. Because I can't – there's not too many words I could put into the thought right now of how pissed I am. But I am – calming down. This is free therapy, Chris. I thank you for the free therapy so I can hear Giant fans speak how I wanted to hear, man. Like, they said real shit today. Real shit. I'm so mad at the last game of the year. I know we're not even the first. I'm still fucking pissed. Like, this is game one. I can't believe
Steve, you know what? Hey, Steve, we a week late, but what would you give the Giants for a present, man, that they can use next year right away?
Pass rush. Password.
That's all I need to know. I'm gonna ask the rest of the stakeholders too, but I need to know what you wanted first. So okay, got it. The Giants need a pass rush. I hope Mr. Tisha is that. Mr. Mara.
And the offensive line that is like probably two is running an offensive line that can run block. We ain't got that. That's Saquon Barkley. What he's doing this year is some historic shit because he's got the ability to get. He's from Barry Sanders meet with fucking. Earl Campbell type shit. He's got that in him. He ain't getting it because we got clean hold. Yeah. He's dancing around this juking guy. That's not the offensive line. That's him.
Right.
That's fact.
Right.
All
right,
I'm shut the fuck up, man. Enjoy the show. I'm listening in there,
Steve Azu is on Facebook. Shout out to the All right, I know. Steve Azu's on. Follow Steve Azu. Facebook.
Chicago 2019.
Show fan page. Frontline is fan page. All of that. All right, Steve Azu. All right. Hey, look here. Let's go to the top of the order.
Sure.
I was just asking a hypothetical question, G6. It was, what present could you give them for next year? What would you give them for next year? Either one. I could take either one of y'all. Y'all know y'all my favorite people. But I asked G6, though.
You can go first, ladies first.
Lady Blue,
ladies first.
You chime in right after that. Right, go ahead. Go ahead, y'all.
There's a couple of things I would give the Giants. The first thing is I would give them more passion and more heart because to play every game. The second present I would give them is the ability to finish a game. You know, finish. The game is a full four quarters, not three, not three and a half, definitely not three and three quarters, but a full four quarters. You need to finish and finish hard. Play each down like it's your last. But, hey, it is what it is. But I bleed blue 365-7, and I just can't wait to see next season.
Wow. You would give the Giants the same thing that Mr. Oz gave the Scarecrow. Heart. I like it. Right,
oh, they wouldn't want me to be a coach for a day. I'd make them walk home from every other stadium that they played in when they lost.
I know that's right.
I make to go out there and explain it to the fans. But anyway.
Hell no.
G6, same question.
Yeah, Oh man, this is one of the funniest shows I've been a part of.
I know it is.
The thing that's funny with me is Steve right now, man. Come on, bro. You the one when we hired Betcher. You the one that said I'm not even gonna get my hopes up because we don't have the personnel for the 3-4. We don't even have the personnel for the 3-4. So why are you upset? Because you already knew. That was a very smart statement last year that you made, or earlier in the year. So I don't know what's the emotion about, because you already knew the Giants do not have that personnel to run that scheme at the moment. That's why I really haven't flew off the handle. I really haven't got emotional, is because I know the transition that this team is making. Now, does Eli frustrate the heck out of me? Yeah, he does. That's a constant part of the puzzle that's been a constant for the last 10 years. Yeah, that's his frustration.
It's quite simple. It's the Cowboys. I wanted to beat them. The way we lost.
But yeah, I wasn't expecting
it's no
to
more
beat
than
them.
That. It's no more than that.
I get it. And you know I hate the Cowboys more than probably anybody. But
It don't sound like it, honestly.
There's no reason to get it because I know where this team is at.
I don't hear it, G6. I don't hear it.
You're not gonna hear it because I know where this team is at. You ain't gonna hear it because I know where this team is at.
Because if you're gonna say, well,
there's not a team.
Hold on. I got this. If you're going to say, Steve, it's not a logical thing as far as what I said about James Betcher, which is true, and you're right, I hate the Cowboys. I don't know how clear I could say it for anybody on this podcast. I hate those motherfuckers. I hate them. That's why I'm fucking pissed. I know about the James Betcher situation. I know about rebuilding this defense and going from a 4-3 to 3-4. That's logic. The emotion is I hate the fucking Cowboys. That's it. And we're going to leave it at there.
Okay. Not as much as
I do. Even if you hate the Cowboys, it's a meaningless game, which they didn't even play their best player. So if we win that game, that still don't mean shit to me. Because Zeke didn't play.
Ooh.
Dude, that's where we different.
If they got a fully loaded chamber and they come out and play, and Tyron Smith and all these other guys are playing that game, and Zach Martin is playing that game, and then we win that game, I get it. But because they didn't have a fully loaded clip,
Hold on, everybody,
try to be civilized, you blue people.
I got this, Chris, and I'm gonna move on. I'm gonna agree to disagree because if you hate the Cowboys like Lady Blue hate the Cowboys, and like I do, this is all emotion, no logic. You will be furious. It has nothing to do with playing for nothing and whatnot. We could be 1-14 if we're not gonna beat the Cowboys. I'm gonna be that pissed. And the way we lost, the way we did today, I'd rather have gotten
exactly
than lose the way we did. That's the point I'm making.
Totally agree.
Yep, absolutely.
Say something, G6. Oh, man.
I'm muted.
Sorry. Say it again.
That, I mean, you can mute me all you want, bro, but it's laughable because at the end of the day, dude, you playing a team that didn't even come out. They didn't even come out with full blast on us. If they come out with full blast on us, it's probably not even that close. It may not even be that close. So why are we getting upset over a game? They didn't even play their full team. We know damn well they got Pro Bowlers on the line and didn't even play.
Okay.
Come on, man.
I would like to interject here if I can. G6, you are entirely on point with what you're saying. Absolutely. But that other level, that extra blue layer of level, I think is what Lady Blue and Steve are referring to. I do I don't have the hatred for the Cowboys that they do. Mine's with the other team in our division, which is down the street from me wearing green all the damn time. I feel a mortified hatred for that squad. And I can see myself saying exactly what Steve is saying from that perspective. Why does it have to be them? I get it because
and how
are
it
a
was
fan,
like that. I'd rather lost by 21 to them with a depleted. No. I'd rather have lost by 21 to that depleted team than lose when we're up 7 under a minute on a 2-point conversion. That's the way I'm
with Steve. You should know better than
anybody. There's nothing to add to that. From my perspective,
this is what I got to add to that.
That's why I'm coming to that.
And I'm not a party guy. That's why I don't party and do all that.
What are you trying to say?
I X and O. You know damn well.
The defense has been giving up this game. Wait a minute.
Hold up.
Really? Is that what we're talking about right here?
No, we're not.
Is that what we're talking about right here?
Hold up. Wait. This is what we're gonna talk about now.
Let's keep it blue.
Yeah,
let's be civil.
Right there.
We are all frustrated.
Dude,
we've all had enough of this
now.
Season. We are on 5-11 now. The season is over. Let's move on. On to better horizons, ladies and gentlemen. This is the post-game roundtable. I would love to give a final thought for everybody, but I don't even know if I feel like it right now. But we gonna do it anyway because the show must go on. Real quick.
I say real credence to that. I really say real credence. How many episodes we did breaking down every level of the team, offense, defense, secondary, linebacker,
you know what?
Regardless of the sport.
Yes.
Are you serious?
We ain't through yet. We're going to do that in every
we
show.
Hell no, we ain't through.
We're going to do
hell
that for every show. That's what we're going to do. All right, now listen, we got to come to a close now because somebody on this particular podcast has to go. But let me tell you, this is what I like. This is what I need y'all to know. Chicago 2019, just like my man said earlier, that Bakes and Steve will give you the further information on. You know, always check out this show, Facebook, the Bleed Blue fan page, and the Frontliners fan page. This information will slowly roll out through the year. And also be on the lookout for the web video series we're going to have, the Bleed Blue Show Facebook page. All right? You can argue with everybody there all you want to. Now, moving right along. This Thursday, I don't want anybody on this call to miss this podcast we're going to have. It's on the January 3rd. It's the Wild Card Weekend Roundtable, just like that. That's a hell of a thing to roll out of your mouth. Wild Card Weekend Roundtable is at 7 p.m. on the East Coast here. AFC and NFC Wild Card matchups, who deserves it, who should be there. Well, we ain't going to analyze anything because they ain't going to really tackle. But it's going to be some fun. So we got to do that. Now, what you just heard is an indicator of what it feels like to be a frustrated Giant fan, but at the same time, a knowledgeable one. This is how we bleed blue all the time. When we talk about bleeding blue all the time, that's what we do. We bleed friggin' blue. This is, and we put our hearts on our sleeves. And as a final thought, we're going to go around everybody. Say later on. And okay, got things to fix when I'm out of here. But Lady Blue, give us a final thought right quick.
I'm just happy that this season is over because, as everyone else said, my heart and my health can't handle another Giants game this season. But I'm looking forward to next season. I know this season for me was a little fucked up because, you know, I've lost jobs and I started a new job and I had full intentions of going to games this season, but I couldn't because I just started a new job. But I am going to try like hell to make sure I at least go to one next season, and it looks like I want to go to the Chicago one, depending on what day it is. But I love all my Giants family with a passion, and I know that we may not agree on everything, but I got nothing to love for all of you because we all bleed the same color, and that's blue. And we will always bleed blue, and just how I'm going to end it. Love you all. Have a happy new year.
Love you too.
And I'm looking forward to seeing everyone next year.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Lady Blue. I love you too, and I appreciate it. Oh, man. Christiane, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Got any final thoughts? Final words?
Well, another winnable game today, like I said earlier. The season's over. The season's over. Just disappointed because it was Dallas. That's what hurts the most. It just hurts a little bit deeper just because of who they were. And like I said, it was a winnable game, but it is what it is. It's water under the bridge until next year. And as far as all of us, we're going to agree to disagree. That's what makes it so much fun. Everybody has different opinions, and that's fine. But I bleed blue. I love all you guys. I love the podcast. I'll just keep them coming. I'm always staying tuned, even if I don't call in. But I'm always going to bleed blue, and I love my boys. And on to next season. That's it. We can just go up from here and build and drink some Pat and Bull.
Oh, my God.
Everybody needs a shot before they go to sleep tonight. For real. Sleep on that. That'll be better.
Nah. I tell you, this has been a hell of a show. I feel like I worked out already. Thank you so much. Call back on Thursday so we can hash this out. You a bleed blue forever type of person, so you got to do it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Billy Bob, are you in your feelings, man, or are you going to say a final thought?
My final thought is I hope by draft, I think personally we just need to load up. I like that D tackle from Alabama. Number 92, I think his name is Williams. And I also like that running back, Jacobs.
What or what?
I love them all. Do we just need to start low? And don't forget about Will Griffin getting him in later round. But what I want to say to Steve and G6, just say it with me. You're in your feelings. Don't fight this here. We all in our feelings.
Really, that's
what it is.
We're
going to hold that to the ground. We all in our feelings. Hold it.
That's right. Billy Bob. Big up, sir. Appreciate that. Dre Graham, final thought.
Yo, shouts out to Billy Bob, man. Hey, I mean, we all feel the same that he do, but he just puts it out there. Every person is different, man. I feel him though, man. But I mean, this team will stretch you out, man. I mean,
it will
stretch you out, make you lose head, make you look 10, 15 years older than what you are. High blood pressure, everything, man. Yeah, but on a final note, this, I really believe this Chicago 2019 thing is going to be like big.
Right.
Big. I mean, we've been talking about it all year. You know, Steve hit me up a couple of times, be sure. So I'm going to save my money and everything, try to get out there. On another note, do anybody know if Tampa came in last place? I mean, if Tampa lost, because if Tampa lost and they last place in the division, then our game against Tampa is down here next year.
Biggs will give you that next, man. I haven't watched any scores from nobody else.
Okay, yeah, I definitely
gonna
be there
that in
again.
A minute.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what's going on with next year. See how they're going to fix that defense. See how they're going to get our linebackers to cover tight ends a little bit more better. You know. Next year is going to be interesting because that's Collins. Collins, we got to give Collins a deal, right? Or is that after next year?
I think – I'm not sure. But you know what? Because you got this number, 929-477-4171, you're going to be calling in. We're going to go over it ad nauseum all the way through, bro. Because we got a lot of shows. The off season is here, man. So this is when we start talking about it. So you got to call on the show, bro. Keep your eyes on the social media so you know.
All right. Everybody, happy New Year's. Be safe, you know. Be safe so we can hear you talking on the show in the future. I don't want nobody getting hurt. Don't be stupid. Don't drink and drive. All that good stuff. Happy New Year.
Oh. Happy New Year, Dre Graham. Oh shoot, hold on 1 second. There's one caller that wasn't here before. How you doing, Miss Doris?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling like Steve. I'm feeling like Steve a little bit because we should have won that game. If any game, I hate the Eagles too, but I did want to beat them Cowboys. Mm-hmm. I think Moneybags JJ handed out all them checks. This shit ain't real. it's not real. He done paid off everybody.
Oh man, I know.
Anyway,
I know.
I'm looking forward to next season. I'm good.
All right.
Happy New Year.
And hello, everyone on the podcast.
That's Lady Blue talking to you, sis.
Oh, I didn't hear what she say.
I said, Happy New Year, Doris.
I'm saying to you, my sister-in-law.
All right.
My podcast sister-in-law, how about that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
And
you know what? And you know what? You should use your phone to call other people, like in your family, sometime too. Just saying. Okay, thank you very much.
Don't even go there.
Bleed blue, sister.
Don't even go there.
Bleed blue. Thank you very much.
Bleed blue.
Speaking of Hollis, Bakes, this was an interesting show.
Oh, absolutely. It definitely got spicy.
But you know, at the end of the day, we all bleed blue, brothers and sisters. We may not agree on everything, but we want to see the same thing, man. We're all knowledgeable and bring a different perspective to the game. So let's always focus on that, man. We brothers and sisters. We family first. So let's always remember that. Frustrating game for me personally, although at the end of the season, I really wanted this win. But, you know, I saw signs of improvement, some consistency on the offense. Defense needs to step it up. And, you know, Betcher got to call a better defensive strategy late in the game, man. But on to off-season activities, the draft, frontliners will be there. And then off-season activities and back to some community service and things of that nature. And coordinating with the Chicago for 2019 and things for the summer. And continuing to bleed blue and rock out with my brothers and my sisters. So, everyone, happy holidays and a happy new year. When we speak next.
Bing. That's
bleed
it.
Blue.
Bleed blue. That's Bakes, everyone. My brother in Hollis. Azul, any final words?
Yeah, I got five words. Once again, man, we're going to be here. We're not going to be like what we do, talking sports. This platform is specifically designed that if you are a caller, you could have your opinion. You could have it based on facts. You could have it based on emotion, whatever. If you are a stakeholder, you are more than welcome to say what you want to say and how you want to say. But what I'm not going to condone is if you are a caller, you better not call out another caller on the show. Now, you could call them out and you could have respective dialogue. But the last thing on the Bleed Blue show is call out other callers, and especially me, as far as not having a direct response. Because it's the last thing I can show is proof for the last, 1,000 episodes, literally, that we've spent every offseason for the Giants looking at film, offensive line, defensive line, the linebackers, the cornerbacks. We are predominantly sports talk. Yeah, we go around the country with the front lines and we get it popping. Don't get it twisted. We're going to talk sports at the end of the day, win, lose, or draw. So the last thing is you better have your own opinion and you stay in your lane with that opinion and do not call out other people, especially Steve Azul. Do not do that shit. I don't play that shit. Now, as far as the Giants, it is what it is. A lot of Giant fans said 10 wins this year. I said hell no. They fell very, very short of that. In this offseason after the Super Bowl, we're going to have a lot of offseason discussion on all areas of the team. We're going to talk about the combine, get ready for the draft and all that. So this is a work in progress. So we went from 3 wins, to 5 wins in a very, I could say, lost season. But I think I put it more necessary like Jason. You got to find some sort of positivity in all this. It's okay to be in your feelings like Billy Bob. That's cool. That's what the platform is here. You can vent, rejoice, however you want to express yourself as a fan. But don't ever, ever call out another caller the way somebody thinks or feels. That's a no-no on this platform. And if you're going to do that, you better talk it out. Because the last thing we're going to do on this shit is going to have an unnecessary back and forth flip-flopping. We all know who's really good at that shit on this platform. Thank you very much, Chris. Bleed Blue Show.
Okay. So, let's go through the whole rigmarole. I'm going to say this again. Check us all out on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Check out the schedule, www.bleedblueshow.com. Every time you put Bleed Blue Show, those three words together, you're going to find us. All right. And check. You know what? What you can do with those shows, you can stream or you can download the episodes from the website. And you can also download them, remember this, everybody, on iTunes, TuneIn, Podcast Republic, Stitcher. I heard the show on Alexa day before yesterday, I think it was. It's around. So you can hear how funny you sound on the air once you do that. Remember this, this Thursday.
You're right
January
about that.
3rd. We're going to wild card weekend round table.
Chris, you're right about that. You can play the Bleed Blue Show on Alexa, on your Echo Dot.
That's right. I said Alexa Bleed Blue Show. Play the latest episode of the Bleed Blue Show, starting now. And then I got the whole joint. It's kind of depth. But anyway, Also, the all new episodes for the Yankees start on the 7th of January. Okay, remember to listen to the Rangers with the Rangers Proud Show and the Knicks with the Knickerbocker Ave Show. That's going to resume this week after New Year's. Check out the web video series, the Bleed Blue Show fan page, Facebook fan page, that is. Okay, you heard us talk about Chicago 2019. So check out for the news and updates. It's going to be called the Annual Road Tailgate. Okay. And with the Bleed Blue Show and the Frontliners together. So be on the lookout because there's going to be updates as we go along. Check out the podcast. Follow Steve Azul on Facebook. Bleed Blue Show fan page, Frontliners fan page, the whole nine yards. So the people I like to hear when we do this again, the people like Lady B.
Yeah. 20 minutes ago from the game.
Right. Hey, you know what? Doris has just got muted. I love her to death, but she talks too much. That's her. Okay. Jason. Christiane, Bakes, Dewan, Dre Graham, Robbie, Billy Bob, Dorian, Spartacus, Lady V, Chicago Crew, Daniel, who just couldn't hang on. Hey, look here. Bleed Blue, we love all of y'all. Thank you for the input in today's show. Sorry we had to go down that way and so much passion at the same time the way it went down. That's not going to deter you from calling in over and over and over again because you bleed blue the way you do. Now, happy holiday, happy New Year. Look, season's over. We lost again. We've got 5 wins this year in the books. 2018 is going to go the same way the last 4 or 5 seasons have gone. Things can only get better from here, and watch. They will. They will. If you just bleed blue. So, on that note, with everyone, hey, listen, appreciate you. And, you know, trust your journey. Bleed blue, y'all.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleed blue, 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 bleed blue.